Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and this is Showing Up for Dailies. This is our prayer igniter to start your day. Showing Up for Dailies is taken from the model of prayer that Jesus gave to his disciples in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, where it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Scripture also refers to our Lord as the bread of life in John 6. So we show up daily to receive of him, to worship him, to acknowledge him, to surrender to him, to get wisdom and knowledge from him, to be healed by him, and to be delivered. Not only does he supply our physical sustenance, our daily bread, but he also sustains us in our entirety. He is our daily bread. And for that reason, we show up to the glory and honor of God. Our scripture reading for today, and is contained in some form or fashion in our prayer, and is from 2 Chronicles 7:14 and Psalm 51. Pray without ceasing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the glory is yours as we rise this morning. We worship you, God. Holy is your name. Righteous is your name. The angels rejoice in your presence, and we join the heavenly accolades. Glory, honor, wisdom, power unto you, O God. We praise you for your mercy. We praise you, O God, for your grace. We love you, Lord, because you loved us first. You created us and showed us what it is to love. We won't be fooled any longer by the substitute and by the lies the enemy has told us. Your love is patient. Your love is kind. Your love is without conditions. We honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy and righteous is your name. Holy is your plan. Holy is your will. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We lift the nations before you today, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord, to bless the nations, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to move across, Lord God, every country and every continent. We ask you, Lord God, to move in every city and every state. We ask you, Lord God, to move in every village and every town. We ask you, Lord God, to move, Lord God, in every province, Lord God, in every place, Lord God, throughout the earth, Lord God, to every tongue, Lord God, in every place, in every tribe, in every people, Lord God, Lord, everywhere where humans reside. We ask that you move, O God, in the name of Jesus, every place in all the earth. Oh, Lord God, let your mighty hand move right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and overtake us, Lord God, every people in every place, Lord God, with your mighty hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and bring forth salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, pull back, Lord God, the covers, pull back the tricks and the snares, pull back, Lord God, the lies of the enemy right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and bring forth a great awakening, Lord God, to every nation under the sun. Open every eye, Lord God, in every place. Open eyes, Lord God, in every place. Open ears, Lord God. Cause those that have denied you to receive you right now, Lord God, as Lord. Lord God, rain down in every city. Rain in every province. Rain on every continent. Rain in every family, Lord. Jesus, bring forth your people with your mighty hand, oh God. Strengthen the saints in this hour. Strengthen them, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God, to bring forth this great harvest by your power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, make them ready, oh Lord God, and fully supplied, Lord God, to go forth. Oh, Lord Jesus, move, Lord, and all the leaders and all the earth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and every leader, Lord God, of every country and every continent, Father God, in the name of Jesus, fill them, oh God, fill them, Lord God, with the Holy Ghost and fire. Lord, your word lets us know well that you are able to move the hearts of the leaders of the king, Lord God, even in the way that you are able to move the path of a river. And Lord God, we're asking that you do that today. We're asking that you change the heart, change the mind right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord, change the leaders, Lord, and fill them right now with the Holy Ghost and fire, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking that you change the dynamics of the world system right now in the name of Jesus. Turn this world on its ear, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we're asking right now, Lord God, that you move against, Lord God, move against every evil that has come against humanity right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Uncover, Lord God, every creeping thing, everything that is slithering, every slimy, diabolical, sinister, satanic plan, Lord God. Move back every covering, Lord God, from it. Leave no place to run and no place to hide, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And as you cast out every enemy into the sea, we bind every spirit of retaliation right now in the name of Jesus from the north, south, east, and the west. Purge us, Lord God. Purge us from all unrighteousness. Purge us of our national sins. Purge us of our filthiness. Purge us of our arrogance, Lord God. Purge us of our thinking, Lord God, that we had a greater plan than God himself. Purge us, Lord God. Wash us, Lord God, and we shall be clean. Lord, your word said, "Is my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land." Well, Lord, here we are in your presence, Lord God, our face to the ground, Lord God, and practically eating dirt, Lord God, because that's where our faith belongs, Lord God, to the ground, bowing, Lord God, prostrate in your presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, returning back, Lord God, to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, returning to our creator, returning to our maker, returning to our healer, returning to our keeper, returning to the one who can deliver us, the one who could devour us. Oh, Lord, if you could, if you wanted to. Oh, Lord, but we're asking you for mercy. We're asking you for healing. We're asking you, Lord God, to heal us, Lord, to purge us, Lord, to wash us, Lord God. Purge us of our collective arrogance, oh God. Wash us of our evil, Lord God. Create in us, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, create in us, oh God, in every nation under the sun, in every individual, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, create in us, oh God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Lord. Renew our right spirit, Lord God. Your spirit, renew your spirit in us, Lord God. Your spirit, Lord God. Kill off, Lord God, the fleshly works. The fleshly works, Lord God, kill them out of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Kill out, Lord God, these fleshly mindsets that came directly, Lord God, from the mind of Satan himself. Oh, Lord, we receive the mind of Christ right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, purge us, Lord God, from our former works. Oh, Lord, and we put on the mind of Christ even right now. Oh, Lord, that your will be done in our nation. Oh, Lord, that your will be done in our cities. Lord, that your will be done in our provinces. Lord, that your will be done in our states, Lord God, that your will be done. Oh, Lord God, we wait in your presence, Lord God. We wait in your presence, Lord, that you heal us. We wait in your presence to be healed. We wait in your presence to be purged. We wait in your presence to be redirected. We wait in your presence to be reestablished. We wait in your presence to be realigned. We wait in your presence to be repositioned. Do it, Lord. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we wait.